A year before Qatar hosts the Middle East's first football World Cup, Formula One is about to make its debut appearance in the Gulf state. Qatar seizing its opportunity after Grand Prix in five other countries were cancelled due to COVID-19. The Lusail International Circuit is an established venue on the MotoGP calendar, but it's had just a few weeks to prepare for this race.
The changes requested by Formula One were very small. The rest of the changes are related to, you know, sponsors and, you know, beautification, if you will. So what will happen to the tires, what will happen to each corner, how teams will be ready and set up their cars, all these questions add to the excitement, and I think a lot of fans are waiting to see how things will happen here.
With just three races left this season, Qatar couldn't have picked a better time to enter the sport. Tens of thousands of fans will be here to witness the latest episode in one of F1's closest ever seasons.
Seven-time world champion Lewis Hamilton is locked in a title battle with Red Bull's Max Verstappen. Verstappen is aiming to win his first ever world title. Going into this race, he leads his Mercedes rival by just 14 points in the driver's standings.
Most of the races, you're really pushing like the whole race flat out. And that is something which not, like, it doesn't happen all the time. Like, you know, there is, of course, tire management and stuff. But now you're constantly like under pressure, or you are the one attacking, right? And I think that's just great, because it's nice to have at least now two teams like fighting for a win.
Well, some weekends it's good, some weekends it's not. And we've not been here before, so we, like everyone, not really knowing what to expect. Just hopeful that the car feels like it did last week. I think we learned some things about where to put the car, and I hope that applies here, but it might not.
This will be just the first chapter in Qatar's Formula One story. The country has signed a decade-long deal to host a race every year from 2023. Far Ismail, Al Jazeera, Doha.